And now it's time for the Called to Cultivate podcast, the podcast that understands your call to educate, elevate, and enrich the lives of others. Please welcome your podcast host, Regina Coley.
Hey, 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 it's Regina Coley, the motivator, educator, and cultivator, and welcome to another episode of the Called to Cultivate podcast. If this is your first time listening, welcome. If you are a return listener, welcome back. Either way, make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast so when new episodes become available, you will be notified on your favorite listening device. I appreciate you being here today for our conversation on the power of consistency. My goal here is to help you cultivate your best business and best life, identifying some habits, some behaviors, some attitudes that you need to focus on to help you do that. One of those is consistency. So while many people believe that knowledge is power, I definitely believe that as well. Knowledge is only powerful when it is consistently applied. So consistency may be the most important component of success. One small step forward each and every day adds up to a lot of mileage over time. So you want to start thinking about, are the little things that you're doing each and every day adding up to something positive, or is the quality of your life slowly slipping away? With consistent action over the next 10 or 20 years, what is it that you can accomplish? So we're thinking about, if one of your goals is to meet new people, put yourself out there, build up your network, 5 new introductions to people each day, 5 days per week, can equal 1,300 new people that you know in a year or have presented yourself to. And you can easily reach that goal. Or at the same time, 5 small pieces of chocolate over the same schedule is roughly 25,000 calories, or the equivalent of over 7 pounds. So you want to ask yourself, even though you can be consistent, are your consistent behaviors helping you or are they harming you? So we want to use the power of consistency to enhance your success, obviously, to help you rather than harm you. So I want you to think about something. Think about today specifically, on this day, wherever it is that you are listening to me from. If you relive this day over the next 10 years, where would you end up? Ooh, it's one of those questions like, did I waste the day away? Did I dwindle all of my time away? Or did I really push through and do something productive and meaningful with the 24 hours that I have been given? So if you saved a little bit of money today, you would eventually be wealthy. Or if you overate at every single meal today, you're going to be overweight. Think about everything that you did today, all of the behaviors, all of the action or inaction that you took. What did you eat? What did you say? If you had to relive this day over and over again, those words are going to come back and bite you. They're probably going to bite the person who was on the opposite end and who received those words. So you want to think about your days differently. You want to think about your time differently. And we obviously want to focus on being more intentional with our consistency and filling our time up with the things that are going to make the biggest difference for us in the long run. So an effective way to predict your success is to examine your average day and then project the likely outcome into the future. So an hour each night spent practicing the piano gives different results versus spending 1 hour watching television. A lot of people who own businesses say, I want to make more money in my business. So did you actually do something in your business this week? Or did you watch Netflix for 2 hours and binge watch your favorite shows? I know that I'm guilty of doing that, but I had to be mindful of when there's moments of rest and when I'm really reaching for my goals. So I'm not saying that you can't do some of the things that you love doing. Obviously, please enjoy your life, but also work just as hard. So your teeth aren't clean because you brushed them for an hour straight. They're clean because you brushed them for 3 minutes. So for 3,000 days straight, like all the things that are happening in your life, those little daily habits, where are they leading you financially? Where are they leading you socially? Where are they leading you spiritually, which is a really important aspect of life as well? Where are they leading you physically? I know that there are some days I'll look in the mirror and I'm like, when did I get this big? It's because you ate, like every day you're eating the foods that you love, but they're not always the best foods to put into your body. So I know that physically I have a lot of goals that I'm working on, and I'm looking at those smaller habits. Did you really need to go back for seconds for this? Did you really need to snack on that? Or was there a better, healthier choice? And now I'm substituting out the things that need to be substituted. I'm more mindful of my daily habits and daily behaviors. And once I become aware of something, I try to replace it with a better habit. Sometimes people try to just eliminate a habit or behavior altogether and just kind of quit something cold turkey. And I'm going to tell you that's not really a best practice. If there is something that you have identified and you're saying to yourself, I need to make this change in this habit, or I don't like the way I think about these things, or my attitude towards this sucks and I know it and I want to be better at it, but I don't know how to do that. You want to find replacement behaviors. So if you're saying, I love to sleep in, but I want to be a morning person, but it's just really hard for me to do. I love sleeping. And what can I do? I'm not saying just jump up tomorrow morning and put 4 a.m. on your alarm clock and think that you're going to be happy when you wake up. You're not. You're going to be cranky. You're going to be crabby. But if you're saying that that's something that you want to do, then make something that you love in another room so that you'll have to get up and go to that space and enjoy this thing. So now it becomes a reward for you getting up and you're making this a more enjoyable time. If you already know that you're going to be crabby, replace that crabbiness was something that's going to put you in a place of peace. We just have to find good replacement habits. So I want you to think about all those areas that we just listed and then begin to think about what are the logical conclusions of all of those activities. Again, if you're eating a lot of comfort foods, I live in the South, I love some comfort food, but what is it doing to me physically? It's making me gain a lot of weight. It's presenting an image that I don't want to present. I love beautiful dresses and clothes, and I want to be able to fit in them nicely. So I know that there are, the conclusion is not my intended outcome. That's just an example for me. What is it for you? What is it that you've identified? You can always share that with me, Regina, at reginacoley.com. I would love to help you kind of figure out some good habits to put in place and kind of act as your accountability partner to make sure that you actually achieve the goals that you set out to achieve. And I want you to also realize that even when we're talking about consistency, so many changes in life, they really do come slowly. So many success gurus, they advocate taking massive action to see massive results, but that strategy is so difficult. Like I told you, it's not like it's going to happen overnight, and you can try to do 20 different, you know, if you've identified 20 areas where you want to make a change, please do not try to do all 20 of those things at one time and think that your life is miraculously going to come together. It is so difficult to apply those things in those new habits and maintain them over time. So building a fortune, building the perfect body or a great relationship, they all take time and they take consistency. So those little small regular changes that you're doing over time, they're going to add up and they're going to give you some really impressive results. Consistency requires habits and discipline, and discipline is in short supply. You know, self-discipline to me, self-discipline is one of the habits for success. It's those people who can do that thing, wake up and do it every day. No matter how they're feeling, they wake up and do it every day. My pastor used to say that. He said, if I had to base this church off of how I wake up and feel, whether or not I'm coming to church every day, y'all will never see me. He said, but I know I have to show up and I have to do this because this is my work. And that really resonated with me. I'm like, you know what? That's very, very true. While I love and appreciate seeing you at my pulpit each and every week, I never take into account that some days he may not be feeling well. He may not have wanted to show up today. He might have something going on at home or in his marriage or in his health, but we don't know it. He shows up, he does what he's supposed to do, then he goes on and handles his problems. We have to be that way in our ability to show up for the world, to show up for work, to show up for our families, and whatever it is that we're doing, disciplined enough to still consistently do what we say we're going to do despite how we feel. And I know as a woman, we attach a lot of our emotion to the work that we're doing. If we don't feel like it, we're not going to do it. If I don't feel like I have the energy to be bothered with you today, I'm not going to do it. And then it shows up in our work ethic. So I know that it's something that requires definitely development over time, but we rely on that discipline day after day to be able to reach our goals and be more successful. So while discipline can grow with effort, having effective habits is more effective and is much less painful. So we have to learn how to act in the moment. The greatest barrier to consistency is the belief that you can postpone an action to another day. Sometimes they say, one of the songs I really love, it comes on the gospel channel that I listen to, it's called Tomorrow. And the gist of the song, if you've never heard it before, is basically saying, who promised you tomorrow? You need to do this today. And it's a constant reminder for me. Sometimes we say, oh, I don't feel like doing it today. I'll do it tomorrow. Who has promised you tomorrow? Who told you that you will have an opportunity to do the work tomorrow, to speak tomorrow? Life can just change for you in an instant. You can be paralyzed one day and you're saying to yourself, why didn't I get up and dance when I had the opportunity? Or why didn't I say this to this person when I felt that those butterflies in my stomach, or what I feel butterflies, it's just my intuition though. My intuition always feels like butterflies in my stomach, and I know when I get that feeling, it's something I'm supposed to do right then and there, or say right then and there, but we get nervous, we second guess, oh, I'm going to sound crazy saying that, I'm going to sound crazy for doing this, but you know it's that little small voice inside of you that's saying, be present, say this now, do this now, and we go, oh, I'll do it next time. And we don't know if that person has a next time, if you have a next time. And I hate to sound morbid, but we have to learn how to seize moments and act in the moment, because it's a gift and it's something that can be developed. It's something that can be cultivated, and it's something that you totally have the ability to do. So we got to stop losing this belief that we can just postpone something for another day. We have to do it now. So each day, it has the power to bring you closer to your goals, and each day is lost forever. Do you realize that? Everything that you do today is just gone forever. You're not going to be able to say, I need to go back in time and redo that moment again. We don't have that ability. So the only real discipline that's really required is the discipline to act right now. Are you an action taker? Are you a risk taker? I know that we hear those words and sometimes we rattle them off at interviews when they say, tell me about yourself. Oh, I'm a hard worker. I'm organized, or I'm this. Are you an action taker? Are you self-disciplined? Because those are the skills that are really going to help you lead to success no matter what field you were in. They'll lead to success in your relationships. They'll lead to success in your finances. It's just being disciplined enough to do it right now. If you get paid and you're looking at your money and you're saying, I need to put $20 in my savings account. Ooh, I'm going to do it next pay period. Who told you that you're going to have your job next week? You never know what can happen, what changes can take place. And then you'll wish you to put that little $20 away or whatever it is that you feel inclined to do. Just take the action now. Having reasonable expectations for consistency is so important as well, as we're talking about this power of consistency. So when your time horizon is unrealistic, it's not easy to be consistent. I know that I'm a very ambitious person, and sometimes I write down really, really ambitious goals. And Lord help me, I mean well, because I really want to achieve so much in this lifetime. But I've realized sometimes my time horizon was off. I'm like, I'm going to sit down today and I'm going to do 10 podcast episodes and my kids are at home. Like, that's very unrealistic. That's not going to happen today. I know it's not going to happen today, but I still shoot for the stars anyway. But knowing what it is that you want to accomplish and then being realistic in those expectations. Sometimes we ask so much of ourselves too soon, and it's so challenging because we just want to experience success now. We don't want to do we don't want to have the discipline to act right now. We want the success right now. And I think that that is sometimes where we, and I say we because I'm still growing and developing too. This is sometimes where we miss the mark, is that we're really positive. We're really enthusiastic. We have this great passion behind what we mean, but sometimes lack being reasonable. So I want you to be reasonable. As you're setting your goals, give yourself some realistic expectations. Put your focus on regular and consistent improvements. You don't need to be perfect. Perfection isn't required. We just want you to be regular. Be consistent. One helpful tool is to use reminders or triggers in your environment to encourage consistency. So think about the things that you're doing every day. They could serve as reminders. Getting dressed, starting your car, turning out the light each night. Those are a few things. So each night that you turn off the light in your room, you could take a moment to visualize your goals. You can journal, you can write. After you get dressed, you could do 5 push-ups. Whatever it is, use these little reminders and tasks throughout the day to encourage consistency with your goals. Now, what you do every once in a while, it doesn't impact your life significantly. Rather, it's what you do consistently. I know I had a relative who wouldn't go to sleep unless her kitchen was clean. She had gotten so consistent in doing that she literally could not go to sleep unless that kitchen was clean and her counter was wiped down, the sink was clean. That was a consistent behavior that she built over time. And so I've had to realize too, I'm like, there are so many moments of inconsistency, especially when I was working from home. It requires so much self-discipline throughout the day because you consistently want to take time for you. You're managing taking care of your kids. You're managing taking care of your household that I would feel like I'm so busy. I'm doing so much. But looking at it, there were so many inconsistencies. As things would come up, I'd get off task with this or get off track with that. And I wasn't able to reach the goals that I wanted to. So I had to look at how can I attach the thing that I need to do to a task. If I go to the kitchen or if I use a plate and it's something I'm trying to train my kids to do, as soon as you get through eating it, just take it over to the sink and wash it. That way we don't have a whole thing of dishes at the end of the day that's falling on one person and have to stand there and wash all night. There are 8 people in our house. We're talking about breakfast, lunch, and dinner at home. That's a lot of dishes at the end of the night. So we had to make different changes in our household. Or else we're going to experience a lot of overwhelm because, again, that's not going to fall on just me. We're members of a community. We're members of a body. That's how our family works. Maybe that's the way that you do business. Maybe that's the way things work in your household, too. It's just teaching those little consistent behaviors. That's what I think parenting is all about. That's what I think relationships are about. You train your spouse or teach your spouse how you want to be treated, respected, talked to. And you request consistency of them. Please be consistent with me in the things that you do. Consistency just reveals itself in all of our day-to-day tasks. And it really has such a major predictor of success in any endeavor. So to develop these habits and routines that guarantee success, continue to be consistent because consistent behaviors determine your outcomes. So you want to choose behaviors that makes sense. In this conversation, I know your mind is already saying, you know, hey, you know you don't do this. Or you know you can do this a little bit better. Or you know we need to find a replacement behavior for that. Whatever that is, I would love for you to share it with me. Hop on over to Facebook. Go to facebook.com/motivateher. Leave me a comment there in the comment section. Let me know what consistent behavior you are focusing in on. Or a consistent behavior that you need some assistance and some help with. I would love to hear what that is for you. And our community can chime in and maybe offer you some tips or some suggestions. I love when people come together and support and encourage one another. So I'm asking that you do that over there in that space so we can encourage and support you. Until next episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button again so that you can get notified of the next episode of the Call to Cultivate podcast. As usual, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.